Hey Moncrief, this is Travis, getting ready to start my Chapter 9 podcast over the shape of the political map. Alright, so the first point I will analyze is sovereignty. And from the text, it basically says, as a quote, "The power of a political unit to rule over its own affairs, which is a key principle in understanding how these units function." And sovereignty is actually a really important part for a political unit to have legitimacy, which is the next sentence. And it goes into detail of how China is just claiming that Taiwan is a renegade province, which that's a challenge to Taiwan's sovereignty. And sovereignty is a very important part for guidelines of a country becoming like an actual nation, which the four are having a defined boundary, if I can get those words out, containing a permanent population. The third one is a very big, maintain sovereignty over its domestic and international affairs. So sovereignty is a very big part in a nation being a nation, which if that sovereignty is compromised, then that could lead to a change in the sovereignty of that nation and possibly could lead to a change in the political map. The next point I'll analyze was the Cold War, and really it was the end of the Cold War and the collapse of the Soviet Union, which that demonstrates just in and of itself of all the satellite states that the Soviet Union gathered, and then it ended up losing them after disintegrating both politically, economically, and all of those things. You can read more into that, not here. But anyways, it really shows how much of a change, one nation can cause, and how many new nations it actually brought because of all the satellite states it conquered at some point. They were all given independence because the dominating governmental body ended up falling off. And that can lead to major changes in the political map. Another example is Yugoslavia, when it was all one block of countries, and then it ended up fragmenting, and then you had about 8 new countries around there. Around 8 new countries come from just one, which led to massive changes in political maps and political situations. Personally, from what I understand so far, I believe that borders are quite frankly almost just as much are of just as much importance as the individuals that comprise a nation. They are almost more important to the nation than the people inside of that nation that live in it and work in it and die in it. And it's the cause of many wars and the cause of many people's ideals that end up causing those wars. So borders are a very powerful thing, and they aren't just lines on a map just to show you, oh my country is large. It really plays a really big role in what a country does. So in the game Ace Combat Zero, there is actually a faction that directly correlates with this topic about shaping of political maps and borders. And believe it or not, its name is A World With No Boundaries. And it was a multinational organization that aspired to eliminate national borders because that group believed that it was the root cause of the war. And here's a quote from one of those characters, and it reads, "Territories, peoples, authorities, all will be liberated. This is the new state. A world with no boundaries will create. Neither nations nor nationalities have meaning. We will erase these unnecessary borders." If I were to create a book cover, I would probably make an imitation of the European colony leaders just drawing the borders of the African countries on Africa, because that's what the book went into playing into, about how boundaries and borders affect the world. All right, Moncrief, that's it for my Chapter 9 podcast. See you at school.